Now, my following remarks are related to the latest show of the public space, or J.F. Gariepy's The Public Space. So where J.F. and Bret Stephens discuss nihilism, and by implication, they discuss the concept of a natural hierarchy. So I'll just point the listener to the show. So as it is, it's unavailable on YouTube, but it's up on BitChute. So the topic of interest to me, that is of a natural hierarchy, is already being discussed in the first 10 or 20 minutes of the show. So the topic of a natural hierarchy, so on JF's show, so it turns to the question of a good or a bad hierarchy. So where a bad hierarchy, so would be conceived, for example, as an authoritarian state or government. So this is also discussed as natural versus artificial hierarchy, so where artificial can turn bad, so to say. So let's say this is a moral concern, or it's assumed that there are natural hierarchies, and so versus those that deviate from the natural. That's how I would understand the discussion. But let's just call this for now a moral problem. So if this question is essential, that is, the question of a good or a bad hierarchy is essential to the understanding of a hierarchy. What is a hierarchy? A natural hierarchy. So we would have to say morality is ingrained in hierarchical systems. But this is not the case. So a hierarchical system obtains prior to morality. Morality is built upon a hierarchical system. So the question of a good or a bad hierarchy arises after the fact. So let's say even where there are two moral agents, and we can assume they are without a social hierarchy. So these are anarchic moral agents. But a natural hierarchy would still exist between them. So in that they each represent a hierarchical system. So we could say between them is a flat hierarchy, so where collaboration or competition is possible. So let's say an individual, in sending a moral signal, assumes his own authority. So whereas the other receiving the signal approves or rejects the authority of the sender. So authority here is non or pre-moral. So let's say a moral signal involves granting a right to another to do something. So in granting another a right to do something, I assume my own authority in granting this permission. Now, the assumption of authority here is not a question of morality. It's not primarily a question of morality, but the possession of a right that may then be interpreted in moral terms. So as when the receiver accepts the authority of the sender. and assumes an obligation to act accordingly, that is, to obey or not to interfere with the action of the sender. But the question of an obligation here arises after the fact, that is, given a hierarchical system.